Protesters in Tallahassee last week say the bill heading to the full House would undo the work 28 counties and 28 cities have done in passing restrictions on tobacco sales that go above and beyond federal FDA rules. On the historic Capitol steps, American Lung Association CEO Brenda Olson said local preemption is a page out of Big Tobacco's old playbook.
We have seen what preemption has done to our Clean Indoor Air Act. We cannot restrict smoking in parks where our children play, nor can we protect workers from the hazards of secondhand smoke in places like bars.
Tallahassee City Commissioner Gil Ziffer was at Olson's side to oppose the bill. He says local preemption means the city can't stop people from smoking at a popular downtown park.
We just opened Cascades Park, and we have that wonderful place called Discovery where kids can play. Clearly, it's a place for kids. But if you were so inclined to go over there and smoke a cigar, you could do it, because we can't restrict that, and that's a problem for me.
Ziffer says he's not okay with the state preventing local governments from enacting future mandates dictating where e-cigarettes can be sold or restricting their sale altogether. But like many opponents speaking out against the bill, he says although he disagrees with the local preemption provision, he agrees with its sponsor's stated intention. Miami Republican Frank Artiles says his goal is simple.
We are making it illegal for a minor to have the device, whether or not it has nicotine inside of it, and putting e-cigarettes not being able to be purchased by a child, which is right now, is they could go to a convenience store and a 12-year-old, 10-year-old could buy a pack of blue or a pack of e-cigarettes right now. So we're just trying to get in front of technology.
Artiles says electronic cigarette sales have exploded in recent years, but the FDA has failed to regulate them. Several cities and counties have passed rules, including requiring stores to sell them behind the counter. Artiles says he intends to allow existing rules to stay in place while preventing future local rules from being passed. It's a compromise, he says, to ensure chain retailers don't have to keep adjusting for potentially hundreds of different restrictions in different places. But questioning Artiles in committee recently, Coconut Creek Democratic Representative Jim Waldman said the grandfathering in of existing rules is not clear from the bill's wording.
You just made a statement about that this doesn't affect any ordinances currently in place, but the less specific language of the preemption says that this supersedes any municipal or county ordinances on the subject.
That language is headed now to the full House after passing its final committee on a vote of 12-5. Among those supporting it was Miami Republican Jose Diaz. He says he likes that it keeps children from getting electronic cigarettes without affecting adults.
You know, what I think this bill does, it'll stop little kids the age of my mom when she started smoking from being introduced to nicotine. And I think what it'll do is allow people like my mom and her twin sister to have the ability to stop smoking using e-cigarettes without having to worry about it being taxed higher or insert crazy law X here.
The Florida Senate has already passed a bill banning e-cigarette sales to minors, but that chamber's version does not say it preempts all local laws. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.